Girl, it's something about you when you pull up. Something I don't know, and it's something that I can't take control of. Girl, just let me know. Says she got a boyfriend, well, baby girl, so what? He don't gotta know, cause I got something special for you. So baby, let that man go.
Hey guys, and welcome back to Teen Empowerment Daily. I am one of your hosts, Priscilla Fasu. So now we are going to introduce ourselves.
Hey, it's Roki.
Hey guys, it's Joshua.
Hey, it's Elizabeth.
So today we would like to shout out first.
So we got a shout out from one of our teachers. Her name is Miss Clark. So if you are listening, thanks for the
shout out.
Yeah, that was really sweet of you. We didn't think that our teachers here listen.
Yeah, honestly.
But that was pretty cool.
That really was cool, especially when she got Joshua's name confused with her brother, with his brother.
Funny to you?
Yeah.
You're up there saying it's not about me. It was about me.
So I think that was pretty good.
Yes, but anyways, let's start off with how our day was. So Joshua, how was your day? Why you rolled your eyes at me?
Came to this first. To be honest, my day's not going pretty well.
I could tell. Sorry.
Since the beginning, my head's been hurting and that's been happening. And then some of these teachers are getting me tight.
You can't hear Joshua. She just put his volume all the way up.
I can say my day, honestly, like, this day has just been blurry. Like, this whole week has just been blurry because I haven't really been having much sleep because I've been staying up trying to, like, work with, like, stuff. Like, I've had to memorize. I had to, like, do stuff with my homework. I had to print, like, 20 pages, which ended up being back and front, which I then had to reprint in order to get the other side. And it's just a lot, man. I'm going to California this week. I don't, like, a 6-hour flight is not looking heard. And yeah, that's fun.
California.
Okay, knows how to party. California.
All right, Priscilla, how was your day?
Knows how to party.
All right,
enough. Come on. In the city. Oh, she don't
know. I would help, but I don't know the song.
Yeah. My day was pretty good. I'm excited to go to California. Sadly, the pictures I got are all in black and white. So Roki had this idea to, like, do a vintage theme, like, for a small part. So that's what I'm gonna do, and I'm gonna have to find a way to make the others colorful because the coaches were like, it's okay if they're black and white because we're just coloring in.
And that's not.
Exactly.
We're going
to California. We're going to Stanford where the white pizza are at. So we can't be looking a little ghetto, a little trashy. First of all, what you said?
No.
Yeah, I'm putting you on the spot.
I wasn't saying anything bad. I was just saying something about how, or, you know what? Never mind. So is that all you have to say about your day?
No. Continue.
No.
Oh, she was talking about it was something that I did yesterday, but we don't want to talk about it.
What did you do yesterday?
Oh my god,
what are you talking about? Because I was talking about something really different.
So you see, it's something for this college.
Oh yeah, something we were doing in chemistry.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So so my day was going pretty well, I think. Like, not my day, like, just in general, my week. Today I checked my grades and I got a really good grade on my Chem Korean midterm. And that was pretty good. And, like, I'm actually excited to go, like, this week.
I still can't hear you.
Yo.
Why we can't hear you?
What did you get?
There you go. Oh, speak there.
Speaking to the middle.
Gosh.
What did you get?
All right, we heard you the first time. Thank you. Anyway.
Oh. What did you get, though?
A 97.
Must be nice.
I got a 97 because on that speaking exam, I did horrible, but it's okay. So I'm actually excited to go to my dad's house, and my dad lives in Long Island. In Long Island is really fun. And, like, you know, there's a lot of
racist people.
Well, yeah, kind of. Like, I was gonna say that there's a lot of fun people, yeah. But we can.
What is Long Island?
What is Long Island?
I think it's where.
Where? It's like right after Queens.
It's the unknown part of New York.
It's right after Queens. So you see, if you look at New York, that long part of New York that sticks out, that part, that's all Long Island. Oh. From the tip and on.
Well, what happened?
What? Oh, there. So you? I don't know if you remember that story in when I was talking about in Olive Garden.
Okay. Yeah.
Rude. Yeah. Those people were white.
Those people were white.
They were older, but they were a couple.
Yeah.
I just feel as if it was like younger people, they wouldn't have been as rude.
That's for a fact. I feel like more
something
than
I
now,
noticed, yeah.
They're definitely like more open minded when it comes to things because they're from a new generation and they're more like experienced. They see a lot of things, especially because the media helps a lot with that.
Right.
Is this kind of like, because like I see a lot that like the older generation or Gen X, they'll like look down at millennials saying that, oh, that. Our brains are being fried by technology. And yeah, I could low-key understand that. But like, when it comes to things like racism and like being accepting of others, no matter who they are, millennials and teens, they're more accepting of others. Because I don't know how to explain it, but I feel like maybe it's because we grew up with like, no. It's hard to explain from my perspective because... I could say, because, like, maybe, say, they went through their own form of racism back then. But, like, yeah, they did. And, like, now our form is different. I don't know, man.
I feel like our form now, we are open-minded, but we don't shy away from being racist. But when I mean by they don't shy away, they put it into something else. They make it as a joke.
Right.
Like that's TikTok. True. They make it as a joke. That's what I'm saying. I don't think they're trying to be racist, but I don't think they shy away from being it. I feel like they'll do it, but they'll do it as something funny to get people laughing, but there's always a darker meaning behind it.
You know, you mute your mic, but we can all still catch you speaking. It's not gonna do anything. So, anyway.
We can't hear anyways, even right. When it's not
his mic.
All our mics are on mid-level. Joshua's is all the way up because we cannot hear him at all because he doesn't know how to speak into
the
mic.
He got a little headache. Let's give him a...
Ay,
give
bendito.
Me a damn break.
Why? I just feel as if, like, especially with TikTok, like Priscilla said, TikTok in general, it's not just in case of racism, just in all controversial topics. It's just like very, like they hide it. They know what it is. Passive aggressiveness. That's basically
what
it is.
Yeah, definitely.
So they're like putting it out there in a passive way, but it's showing too much aggressiveness. I don't have an example, but it's absolutely just like that.
Yeah. What I have noticed is people, especially like our age, they're like fighting back, like in the comments. A lot of the times in the comments, they're like, "Oh, you shouldn't say this, that, and the third," because like they're very quick. Like our generation is very quick to be like, "Yo, like that's not okay," because we know it's almost like we know what's right and what's wrong, even though we don't have as much knowledge as other older people would have, and yet it will be the millennials who will comment back first. Like you wouldn't, like on an Instagram post, say there's a little passive aggressive when it comes to racism or like the LGBTQ community, it's always going to be like a younger person, not like a 2-year-old, but like a younger person, like say
our age
or like mid-20s, yeah. They'll be like, oh, this is not okay. You wouldn't see someone who's like 40 or 50 being like, this is not okay.
There's always like categories when it comes to that though, because there are some, as I am going to say, woke old people.
That's true.
And not even like not middle-aged people. I don't mean to call like people who are 30 like old. They're young.
Yeah.
But like, you know, people who are that already lived out their teenage years and they already lived out their like young, like fresh adult stages. Yeah. There are people that are advocates for like they're fighting back against racism because racism is way from done.
Yeah,
and it's obviously. What else? I don't know how to put it, but like just LGBTQ acceptance, there you go, acceptance. And also like in general oppressed groups as a whole, they always fight back against that, like against the oppression. But and then there comes to the people who are stubborn and don't want to see that the world is changing and it's not the way it was before, and that that's the crazy part.
I agree, because I know like sometimes, because I have my opinions can be like a little bit like harsh, you know, but I feel as though
we have a lot of examples of that.
But I feel like, okay, like for instance, let me do like something, an idea that's like very toxic, but like I see your point in, like in it. Okay, so you know how everyone loves Lizzo, right?
Yeah.
Everyone loves Lizzo.
So everybody.
Right, okay. That's perfect, true. Because I personally don't like her.
Period.
For the simple fact... Oh, okay, so this is perfect.
When you say I don't like her, you mean like I don't like her music or I don't like her as a person?
I don't like her and what she believes in.
What does she believe
I don't like
in?
Her as a person.
I feel as though like she doesn't understand. She doesn't understand like what you should be promoting and what you shouldn't. Because there's nothing wrong with accepting the body that you have. There's nothing wrong with that. But she's literally accepting the part that of being... overweight. Like obviously everyone goes through overweight, like, you know, so people are underweight, like, if, they're overweight,
yeah,
like, but she's like, she's making it seem as if it's a good thing, like it's a really good thing to be.
I see what she means.
Like, like I see,
I understand the like, this is my body, I even though this is my health, like I love myself, and that's totally fine. But then she starts going on about how there's nothing wrong about being this and being that, and you know what I'm talking about. She's
like, yeah, I know.
She's, and it's like, just like, it's not just about your body, it's also about
your health and what's going on inside.
Exactly. You can't be teaching little kids it's okay to eat this and that, because then when it comes down, when they get older, whatever you do as a child is gonna
catch up to you.
Exactly. That's like one of the things. That's why I see why, like, when it comes to younger versions of us, I said younger versions, teens, our generation, I feel as though, I like that we're open-minded, but I feel like don't just read the words, like read what's in between.
People are very, especially our age, they're, I'm so sorry, but they're very quick to follow what everyone else is doing in fear of people attacking them, because that's what people like to do a lot on social media, is like people just start attacking you verbally, and like it's not necessarily like trying to bully you, but like they're all trying to force their opinion on you, and it gets aggressive.
Yeah,
they're putting like this shield, because okay, so I'm gonna go back to the Lizzo thing, right?
Go off of Lizzo.
I personally don't like her. And if I just say I don't like Lizzo, I'm pretty sure half of the DK generation is gonna be like, oh, you don't like her because she's like large, she's big, da da da. And that people jump to that conclusion. I don't like her because I just don't like that type of music. Like, I don't like that music. So I'm not saying I don't like her as a person. I just don't like that type of music. Of course, I have to specify on that. But still, I just don't like that aspect of what like what's going on. I stick to like the other artists like Ariana Grande, da da da, et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, I just feel as if that everyone jumps to a conclusion, and then they jump to a conclusion, and then that conclusion is not what they really feel. Because I'm pretty sure there's way more people that don't like Lizzo, but they're just jumping on the trend so that they don't get hurt themselves.
Or they probably just don't want to say nothing because they don't want to hurt themselves. Because
of this canceled culture, this whole canceled culture on Instagram and Snapchat.
No, it'd be mad funny, but honestly, they be taking the tooth. They be doing the most.
Like,
remember the? Did you see on Twitter the Billie Eilish one? Because she said something. No, because someone said something about animals, and she's a vegetarian, I heard, and she was like ill, and they all came for Lizzo. I mean, they all came from Billie, and they were like, Billie Eilish party is over just because she said ill to
Bro,
this animal
Billie,
thing.
First
even
off,
though she's a vegetarian, it makes
Billie
no
doesn't
sense.
Care. Like, she never replies to those things, and yet she's still up there. So like,
she
what you're gonna
like,
do?
Seven. I think it's seven.
Five.
No, she won five, but I think her brother won.
I mean, let's talk about if they deserve it, though. But that's for another podcast.
No, to be honest, I think she does deserve it.
No, they did.
I don't think they deserve all of it. All
right, stop hating, because
I'm not hating. I'm stating my opinion.
Beyonce wasn't even at the Grammys.
She wasn't even at the Grammys because she knows better.
Mariah Carey.
First of all, let's not disrespect
Mariah
the
Carey
legend.
Is
let's
that
not.
Carrier.
Me personally, I was expecting for Ariana to at least win three max.
She got scammed.
She really got scammed.
It's
and that's what
scammies.
Exactly.
Scammies.
So let's not talk about Mariah. I hate it when people be bringing up my girl Mariah.
No, Mariah's a. Anyway, well,
when was the last time she got a. Wait, this is not even a topic.
I'm telling you, she's dead. She hasn't gotten an award in like.
Obviously, because she hasn't released music, genius.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, because you know her place.
Oh no, everyone there knows
that. Cardi won a Grammy.
Oh.
Exactly.
She has a child. She's on a maternity leave.
Okay, Mariah got children.
She got twins.
And she all right,
and they old
these.
Enough.
What was that? All right.
Let's
bring it.
Let's
go back.
Bring
and
it back.
And an aunt. That's always in her life. So you wanna continue?
Did I hear that
one thing you said?
What?
Anyway.
All right. So going back to what we were originally talking about,
got off a little off topic there.
But like, as toxic as like our age is, like our age group, our generation is, we low key quote unquote woke. Like we know.
No, that. I don't think so.
Yo, low key. This is it's a very low key thing, you know, because like, I feel like. It's really okay. So like, if I ever see people who are like racist, I'm like, the first thing that goes into my like our age group, the first thing that goes in my mind is like, the parents taught them this, because no one is born racist type of thing, you know.
Oh my god!
Do that again. I can't do it.
Let's not.
Do it one more time.
He can't do it. So I'm the only one that can do it. Anyway, I'm sorry, Rokia. So I just had to show my new talent I learned on TikTok. It's really cool.
When I see like our generation being quote unquote racist, automatically in my head is like, where are their parents at?
That's a fact.
And like, there was this video. There was like this Caucasian man saying, "I hate N-words." And like, he was like, "We should shoot N-words," all that. And like, he had a whole gun. You know them with their guns.
How old is he?
He was like very in his young 20s. And I'm like,
that's a little tough.
And I'm like, Logan, I'm like, where are your parents? Like who taught you this?
Look at this.
Honestly.
But it's also like, what is it called? Social media is built to, I don't know how to explain
entertain
it.
Us?
Not, no.
Thank you.
But like, it's like built to favor the people around you. So you know how they ask like for your location. They don't just use that for like geotags. They use that to like assess everyone else around you and see like if you like that stuff as well.
First of all, my lips just went straight into this mic.
So yeah, I just feel as if so. I'm pretty sure he lived where the Confederate States were or something like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he probably lived in one of those races.
I'm sorry. Oh my Josh God. Just spit all over
inside place. Joke, inside joke.
Like, he probably did live in one of those racist areas. And I'm pretty sure his friends are also racist. Not pretty sure, but I
a high possibility.
Like, I just feel as if that... what he's been taught, what he's seen at growing up. So obviously his parents, you know what I mean? So like, his parents were probably racist and he was taught like that. His surroundings were probably racist and everything he probably saw on Instagram and Snapchat was also racist. Like, or like, you know, favoring that side of the world.
I see. I like how you brought that up. I like the fact that we are more open-minded than especially like the older ages.
Yeah.
But I feel like we don't take nothing serious. I feel like honestly, everything is a joke. And I'm not even gonna hold you. Like, it's really, really funny, but it's like, damn, like
that World War III situation.
Yeah. Oh, the
nuclear bomb.
The coronavirus, the memes Christmas about that.
Oh, yeah, that was
a lot. Like, that was really a lot. Like,
I feel bad laughing, but at the same time, I laugh because it's
coronavirus. If we die, it's because of Elizabeth.
This is exactly the problem with our generation.
Mm-hmm. But you see, this is the thing.
Y'all not gonna be able to get on that plane because of that cough.
I like that we all have a sense of humor. We all know how to make light out of the situation, but it's like sometimes like let's actually get serious. Like, this is a problem. All these stuff are going on and it's already 2020 and we already have so much and y'all just making jokes out of it. Like God isn't saying that the world is ending. I feel like the world is ending.
Okay. I mean, but that's another, I haven't talked yet.
Oh no, that's a fact though.
The attitude is not needed at all.
I think some of us like make it as a joke or find a way to make it funny. Cause like, that's how some way people cope with it, but just instead of actually having fear, some people go to humor as an escape.
That's
so
true.
That's why they make sense. Cause like, somebody could have been afraid of the World War III, and then World War III.
It happened.
World
War One and Two happened.
We said that World War III happened.
Oh no. Well, I know. People have been making memes about it, like, oh, yeah, we're gonna get your ass beat and stuff like that.
Anyway.
Hey, that's our haven.
Stuff like that.
Anyways.
So, I just wanted to, like, give my impression of an old man.
So what would... What would be the general?
I thought that was the. Say your impression. So.
That just sounds like.
What?
I said never.
We don't need to get staticky up in here.
Before you do the impression, can you do that animal noise you made?
Well, I'm in the mic.
Rip headphones.
Wait. Oh my God. DM him for any voice acting purposes.
Please. He accepts all. All
right. My turn.
Oh God. Anyway.
Okay, I'll do an impression.
We got like 2 minutes.
I'll do an impression. Wait, hold on. Holding hands with my mom.
Hold on. I got you. What?
Donald Duck.
What? Oh my God.
They're talking.
They had their own little comment.
Please let us know.
Let's your impression.
I wasn't going to do it anyway. I was going to say a joke. But I'm fine.
Either way. Oh, that's Rebecca. Oh, she sounds so nice. I like the way she sounds.
Imagine a kitten randomly just roars.
Wait, I want to hear my tiger roar.
Yo!
Joshua.
This is what this podcast has been turned into.
You're so good.
That was really good.
Yeah. You should honestly be a voice actor. That was really, really good.
So, JP Graphics. DM him for voice acting purposes.
He accepts Cash App, PayPal.
I don't do Cash App, sorry.
We don't do that brokenness. Yes, we do Apple Pay.
The debit, Apple Pay.
Don't do no Samsung Pay.
How are you going to do Samsung Pay with iPhone?
GoFundMe.
Go to my GoFundMe.
Let's wrap this up
because there's no
the
point.
The bell just rung. It's time to go to our next class.
Okay, please let us know what do you think about this Joel Gen X millennial thingamajiggy situation. DM us at Teen Empowerment Daily. We will respond.
And like some people.
And email us at askteenempowermentdaily@gmail.com. Have a nice day. Happy Valentine's Day.
Some of us are going to Ecuador, me and Priscilla.
About you when you pull up, something I don't know, and it's something that I can't take control of. Girl, just let me know. Said she got a